Socialist François Hollande will be sworn in as France's new president on May the 15th after defeating Nicolas Sarkozy in Sunday's presidential election. Hollande will accompany Sarkozy at an annual ceremony tomorrow to commemorate the end of World War II. Both the euro and French stock markets slipped at the news of Hollande's win. Since the socialist has promised to overturn many of Sarkozy's economic reforms and challenge Germany's focus on austerity in tackling the eurozone's debt crisis, Hollande has promised to instead promote economic growth to lift Europe out of its current difficulties. The director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, Kishore Jayabalan, told us this will be difficult without getting spending under control.
The socialists are promising to end austerity and to focus more on growth, and of course growth is a good thing, but whether they can do that effectively while dealing with the debt crisis. And my initial reaction would be that Hollande can't really deliver on growth if he doesn't get implement the austerity package in some way, which Sarkozy was not able to do. If you remember, Sarkozy came into office 5 years ago promising all kinds of economic reforms to get France, to make France more competitive. And he succeeded only in raising the retirement age from 60 to 62, which is a very measly reform. It really doesn't address the big problems. And it's such a small reform in terms of, you know, 2 years extra of work. But even that was met with quite a bit of unpopularity in France. And I'm hoping that Hollande will be like a lot of other center-left prime ministers in recent European history, like Schroeder and Blair, and be able to deliver real economic reforms while placating perhaps some of his leftist coalition partners, like the trade unions and government employees.
The election's also seen as a somewhat of a rebuke of the recent policies of the European Union, coupled with the elections in Greece, which also had an anti-EU slant. Is this bad news for Europe being able to act in concert?
These elections in France and Greece are bad news in terms of whether Europe can get its financial house in order sooner rather than later. I mean, of course, austerity is very unpopular. Anytime you build an economy on government entitlements and a welfare state model, at some point you have to pay for those very expensive programs. And if your economy is not growing, if you're in demographic decline, that day of reckoning is going to come sooner rather than later. So at some point, this bubble was going to burst. Now, dealing with disgruntled populations is going to make you politically unpopular. There's no question about that. There's no way to avoid that. I think only Germany seems to be able to understand that you need to be able to get your spending under control so that your economy can grow. It's a fallacy to think that austerity and growth are opposed in the long term, of course. But in the short term, there's going to be quite a bit of pain because so many people who are reliant on government spending are going to have to face, if not loss of jobs, at least a reduced standard of living.